Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for welcoming me into your home for this Friday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 17. Now, chapter 40 begins a new section addressing the people of Judah in exile in Babylon, crushed and hopeless. Isaiah proclaims that God will set the people free and bring them home to Jerusalem to begin a new life. In today's reading, the prophet speaks words of hope, comfort, and encouragement. And, again, God's guiding word for us all this week has been hope. And so let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 17. Comfort my people, says our God. Comfort them. Encourage the people of Jerusalem. Tell them they have suffered long enough, and their sins are now forgiven. I have punished them in full for all their sins. A voice cries out, prepare in the wilderness a road for the Lord. Clear the way in the desert for our God. Fill every valley, level every mountain. The hills will become a plain, and the rough country will be made smooth. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it. The Lord himself has promised this. A voice cries out, proclaim a message. What message shall I proclaim, I ask? Proclaim that all human beings are like grass. They last no longer than wild flowers. Grass withers and flowers fade when the Lord sends the wind blowing over them. People are no more enduring than grass. Yes, grass withers and flowers fade, but the word of our God endures forever. Jerusalem, go up on a high mountain and proclaim the good news. Call out with a loud voice, Zion! Announce the good news. Speak out and do not be afraid. Tell the towns of Judah that their God is coming. The sovereign God is coming to rule with power, bringing with him the people he has rescued. He will take care of his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs together and carry them in his arms. He will gently lead their mothers. Can anyone measure the ocean by handfuls or measure the sky with his hands? Can anyone hold the soil of the earth in a cup or weigh the mountains and hills on scales? Can anyone tell the Lord what to do? Who can teach him or give him advice? With whom does God consult in order to know and understand and to learn how things should be done? To the Lord, the nations are nothing, no more than a drop of water. The distant islands are as light as dust. All the animals in the forest of Lebanon are not enough for a sacrifice to our God, and its trees are too fuel to kindle the fire. The nations are nothing at all to him. And then, God's key verse for today is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. Yes, grass withers and flowers fade, but the word of our God endures forever. Beloved, on Wednesday nights we have been studying in Daniel and Ezekiel about the 70 years that Israel had been in captivity under the heel of the Babylonian worldwide empire, and this was in punishment for their sins against God, as he promised and prophesied in the Old Testament. This is what's going to happen when you ignore my ways. But now this time is coming to an end. And so God's prophet Isaiah is seeing and hearing from God the reassurance, the captivity, the diaspora amongst the nations is coming to an end, and you will all be brought back in power and in great pomp and circumstance to the land that God had given their forefathers. What a time of rejoicing that is going to be. Let's pray. Sovereign God, you rule with power and might, and like a shepherd, you care for your people, offering comfort, hope. You are faithful, and your word endures forever. I thank and praise you for the good news of your steadfast love and care. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our week together in the mornings to an end. Join me this Sunday in our church services, and I hope to see everybody there. If you can't make it in person, please take advantage of the broadcast that we do both on Zoom or on Facebook. And if I don't see you there, then I look forward to being with you next Monday, as we will be reading Isaiah chapter 40, verses 18 through 31, which is really a hymn, a song that is celebrating Israel's incomparable God. Until then, beloved, you keep looking up. Your salvation draws nigh, and with it, God's blessings are on the way. God bless.